Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Dr. Stephen Benzinger will be retiring next month, and stepping in as UNL's new wheat breeder will be Catherine Frels, who is joining us. Catherine, tell us more on how you got interested in wheat.
I'm from Iowa. I grew up in the middle of corn and soybean fields, and I just really felt more connected to small grains because we eat them. There are a lot more direct connections to the consumer with wheat, barley, and triticale. And I really wanted to work in a strong public plant breeding program, and you tend to find that more in the small grains these days.
Catherine, why is that?
Because the investment into corn and soybean programs, our other major crop programs, has really come from the industry. And they have made such great strides, such large investments in those programs, that most of the public plant breeding programs have switched to more genetics focus or specialty focused, and they don't run large field breeding programs anymore. And so in small grains, we still have that strong history of public plant breeding because there hasn't been quite as much industry investment in these programs, meaning that our growers are still looking to our public universities for those varieties that they're choosing from each year.
In your time at the Ag Lab, you also worked with Dr. Benzinger. What was that like?
He's always worked with a lot of other researchers. Plant breeding is a very collaborative project, and I think Dr. Benzinger has really embodied that and modeled that well for his students over the years, that plant breeding is a team sport, and you get to work closely with so many different researchers, whether plant pathologists or food scientists and baking specialists. And his student projects have really represented the whole range of research needed to improve wheat. And so that was really attractive to me because it meant that as a student, I got to have a really well-rounded approach to plant breeding, learning a little bit about everything in small grains breeding. And that's one of the reasons I'm excited to come back to Nebraska and really continue that diverse focus on using multiple different research projects to improve small grains for Nebraska growers.
Catherine, what direction do you hope to take the program in?
There's so much that I'm excited about in the program. Like I said, want to continue developing wheat, barley, and triticale for Nebraska's unique environments. We are really blessed with a diversity of climates in Nebraska. And so when breeding wheat for eastern Nebraska, disease resistance becomes a little bit more of an important focus than it maybe would be for western Nebraska, where we have to consider, you know, lower rainfall and emerging insect pests such as wheat stem sawfly. And so one of the first projects that I'm planning to really initiate as I begin my program here is going to be a strong focus on breeding for sawfly resistance for western Nebraska, as well as starting to leverage some of that genotype by environment interaction and take advantage of differences between our wheat growing environments to really help pick out some wheat varieties targeted towards these different areas of the state.
Thanks, Catherine. I'm sure we'll chat more once you get settled. I'm Trabella Guzman, and this has been the Nebraska Wheat Board Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.